ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you, wagon! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Sonny Hollywood Pony.
What's up, peeps? Brad just said, I hope my set list doesn't have any Elder songs. It might not.
Son of a gun. And right down there, I have gotten more emails and text messages about where is Lee and what's going on and did she quit the show? And I had to keep saying, no, she did not quit the show. There, right there, is the Goddess of Thunder, Lee. Hi, Lee.
Hi, everybody. I had a situation, but I'm back.
Yeah. And we're excited to have you back. You guys out there, thank you. Yes, thank you very much for watching and being with us. There's a lot happening in the KISS world, so let's just go ahead and get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
A lot is going on with the band right now. They played a few songs in Australia. Did you guys happen to see this at a big sporting event?
Yeah,
I think it was their, I think it was like a soccer stadium or something.
It was like a soccer stadium. I don't think it was soccer, though. I think it's rugby, maybe?
Rugby, yeah.
Rugby,
yeah.
Yes, sir. The stage, I thought the stage was cool. I don't know if you guys really pay attention, but I mean, it wasn't too much. I can tell you that when I watched the performance, I didn't enjoy it. I honestly didn't. I thought it was, it felt a little too recorded, if you catch my drift. However,
That's common at games, though.
Right.
Yeah, but it's just like America's Got Talent. It's basically the same thing over and over and over.
Right, yeah. But yeah. I went online, okay, and the people who were commenting on the YouTube video overwhelmingly loved it. And I'm guessing the reason why they overwhelmingly loved it was because the majority of the time the acts that they have are not good. All right, I don't know for sure. I've never seen it, but I can tell you that most of the comments were by far the best thing we've ever had for a final whatever. And it was like over and over and over and over. Now, to be fair, I'm assuming it's not all that easy, you know, to convince people to come for a day, you know, Australia, play four songs or three songs and be out. But KISS is, you know, doing a show, I guess, Saturday, the 7th there. So, you know, they went early and they did this. And I have to say that I loved all the little kids dressed up. I thought that was great.
It's cute.
I wasn't Paul Stanley smashing the guitar. I was like, I don't know why he's doing this. I thought he could, you know, but whatever.
KISS Sonny,
when you saw it, Sonny, what did you think?
It was hard to watch because if any of it was live, I would be surprised, including instruments and talking. And I just, the whole thing felt so fake. It was hard to watch for me.
Gene's vocal, especially, I think it was Shout It Out Loud. I thought he was like over. There was just something about it. Lee, you saw it?
I got to go back and watch it. I quickly looked at it, but I got to go back. But I liked all the little kids and everything. That was cute.
Yeah, the kids were cute. There's a lot of pictures online of like a bus with all the kids dressed with Gene makeup on.
Yeah.
And it's a shot down the in the bus and all the little kids are like, you know, That's great. You know, that's the kind of thing that, that truthfully, any of doing a halftime or pre-show or anything like that, a little kid is always going to remember. But, you know, if you're going to do one, I'm just saying, Kiss is a, you get to dress up in costume and makeup, and it's a lot of fun. Joey, okay, yeah, go ahead.
It was coincidental, but the around the same time, we were seeing videos of U2 in Las Vegas and doing new stuff with screens and 3D, and I hate U2. I'm watching this video going, okay, the best things that Kiss did in Australia were little kids, and these guys are like doing what the new concert experience will be. Like, they are on two completely different tracks.
So what was U2 playing?
They were doing an actual show, but dude, when you look at it, it's like you're watching musical theater, a movie, and a concert. Like, all this stuff is happening, that there was people calling it possibly like the new type concert experience you will get from some of these big acts.
Okay,
but you two can afford to do whatever they want, though, right?
That's true. Yeah. But let me ask you this as well. Do you think, okay, so this is a two-part question, okay? Do you think that Kiss had any input on, I mean, you have to remember that it was a complete circle they were playing to. So anything with a backdrop's, I guess, going to block, because there's no logo, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Might have blocked. But do you think that they, that it was just, because my understanding was, and I could be wrong, is that apparently there was supposed to be a different act doing this. And maybe they either dropped out or something and Kiss agreed to do it. So maybe it was on short notice. If that's the case, does that make a little more sense? Or are you like, no, they could pull, they could do anything?
I'm not worried about the stage and all that. I'm talking about, you get this kind of pre-recorded half fake thing. And then you get this, oh my God, this is the future of music thing. Right. On the same day from two different places, and it's like, ugh. Like, that's like, if Gene was to watch the U2 video, he would be embarrassed what video is out there of them in Australia.
Different venues, though. I mean,
you know. Right. I get it. It's just, it's coincidental, and it's not the band's fault. Right. I'm just telling you, this whole, if you want to be somewhat live, you should be probably somewhat live. That's the problem. That's the part I got a problem with. But
my thing was I didn't feel like it was live. I mean, there was a little bit, where you can always tell that Paul's mic is live, Gene's mic is live, but when they're lip syncing to something like this in between the verse where he goes, "Everybody sing," yeah, that's, you know. But yeah, you know. Anyway. So people are letting me know it's Australian football rules. It's Australian rules football. That's what it's called. I don't understand this from Sink and Stanley. Paul totally insulted Meatloaf a couple of times.
He must have said something about Meatloaf.
Yeah, I missed that. What? I missed that. Yeah. I don't know. I missed it.
What was funny is there was two things I saw in the media. One was, I guess their Channel 7 News put all of this on the news, but they didn't catch Paul smashing his guitar, so they were getting all kinds of hate mail for that. And then there was a newspaper print that was out there that said Eric Carr was on stage instead of Eric Singer.
Are you serious? Come on,
so, it is what it is.
And judging by you guys that are watching this live, you guys,
this is live, by the way.
Yes, we are live. We are live. I'm not lip syncing.
I don't know. You look like you are sometimes.
Still, it's whatever at this point. that was a huge freaking stadium, though. I was wondering, it's like, can you imagine somebody going, yeah, put the stage in the middle of the in the middle.
In the round.
Besides that, and that was really cool. Most people are saying the same thing. It was sad and Kiss and the kids were cute. So all right. whatever.
That's it.
But I will tell you that when I went online, and you guys could do it too, go online and look at the comments and the videos on YouTube, and Australians were happy. They were happy. One other thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about, I guess, Lee, did we didn't have a chance to talk about Lick It Up came out, did we, Sonny?
No, we
the
didn't.
Anniversary.
I don't think we talked about it yet.
Lick It Up anniversary came out. I thought it was pretty interesting. I was really thinking that we might get a box set out of Lick It Up. Do you think, Sonny, that Lick It Up, being that it was Kiss's first unmasked,
it's a big deal.
It was a big deal. Do you think that it like should have had a box set? Everybody's saying, well, all box sets and all that are being put on hold because they're selling whatever and doing whatever, but still, they still released something.
Yeah, I never know what makes those decisions. It's possible it's just coincidence that happens to be a Vinnie album, and maybe they didn't want to deal with all that crap. Maybe there's crap to deal with, maybe there's not. Yes. And it could be that it's just right that what they did release was already in the pipeline before they started thinking about selling all their stuff. So it's like finish off whatever was in the pipeline. And then we don't do any more until it's sold off. I'm not sure.
Yeah. And now, Sonny, did you ever see official word that's really going on?
I never saw official word, but it would make sense because I don't see how music is going to make money going forward. I'm not a professional at it. But I'm assuming that the professionals aren't exactly seeing that either. Mm-hmm. So it's like there's a lot of people out there selling their stuff and walking away kind of thing. They can still go play live whenever they want to. That part's not an issue. But do you really want to be managing this thing that's going out, right? Like, it's so weird to hear movies redo songs so they don't have to pay the original licensing fees. It's so weird. Right. So it's like just sell it and move away. And if somebody's willing to give you what it's worth, it's probably worth just selling and move away and invest in something else.
Right.
Right. Take that money, invest it.
So I think you could probably see, Sonny, that apparently they were playing at the Sphere, that new Sphere in Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm guessing what people are saying is there's no comparing any. You can't.
Oh, yeah. It's just coincidental.
Oh, right. Yeah.
We wish. If Kiss was there and U2 was doing what they were doing in Australia, we'd be all over U2 about sucking, about lip syncing, about blah, blah, blah. Look at this cool thing Kiss did yesterday, blah, blah, blah. Well, shoes on the other foot today.
Yeah, definitely is.
So the Sphere is brand new? Or?
Yeah, have you not seen video of this?
I got to look that up.
Oh, man. Okay, so it is basically, a sphere, right?
Literally a sphere.
Yes, except, of course, it's no bottom. You know, it's flat on the bottom. But the outside is covered in screens. So, like, I haven't seen anything on the inside. But I will tell you that I have seen them turn that thing. So it's, like, right in the middle of Vegas. Right, Sonny?
Wow.
Yeah.
I've seen it as the Death Star.
Oh, hell yeah.
I've seen it as a pumpkin. I've seen it at like an eyeball, and it's like blinking and looking around. You got to Google this. Anyway, so now we got to go to a concert there.
Yeah, I got to look it up.
I'm going to check it out when I'm there. I don't even know if it's.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be there soon. You're going to be there this weekend coming up, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
For you guys that are online right now asking about Joey, today is his daughter's birthday. I think she turned 14. So that's where he is. Next week, Joey's got a gig. And the week after that, Joey and Lee and I will all be at Kiss Cancer Goodbye in Sarasota, Florida. And I'm sure we'll do something while we're down there. Lee, when do you fly back? Sunday?
Sunday. Yep.
Sunday. Okay. I'll figure out something. Maybe I'll be able to put together a show and record a bunch of things, and then we'll put it out here for you guys.
Maybe we can get some interviews with some of them or something.
Yeah, we'll see what's going on. All you guys that are watching now live, thanks for being here. This is Podcast Rock City, in case you've never watched us before. We do a live show every Sunday at 7 p.m., and we have a lot of fun here. For those of you that haven't done it, that don't know yet, it's going to come up in the topic of the week, which is pretty much right now. Sonny, do you have anything to add about the for the news?
No, I don't think I've seen anything else.
Lee?
I'm just looking at the sphere. This is crazy. It's like an eyeball.
Yeah, and it looks around too. All right, let's go ahead and get to our
topic. Oh, it's a tennis ball here. I got to go see that.
Week. Lee is just blown away.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week. I was sent on a mission.
Life is the goal. So, we have a Patreon. If you guys haven't checked out our Patreon, it's free for 7 days. You do not have to pay for it. It's free for 7 days. If you like it, you can join. If you join now, there's just two tiers. One is $10 a month. If you do that, you get a whole bunch of extra stuff from Podcast Rock City, including a drawstring bag, which we mail out to you. If you join for the $20 one, we mail you our brand new t-shirt that just came out about a month ago. So go and check it out. After every show we do here, we go and do a 20-minute kiss fix, and we hang out for 20 extra minutes. Plus, there will be, while we are in Sarasota, I will be posting extra stuff in the Patreon. So, 7-day free trial. So time it out right, and you can see all the free, all the stuff free while checking out our Patreon. Okay, guys. So that being said, this is why I brought that up. Besides the fact that we would like you guys to check that out, you could vote once a month on what we talk about. All our Patreon members get to vote. Whatever they pick, we talk about. And the topic was, what if Kiss did a tour for the Elder? And the reason why you're looking at this picture right now, I'm sorry if you're listening, but I put a link in the description of our YouTube, where you're watching it right now, in our description. And this is from Ultimate Classic Rock, I think it's called. Is that what it's called?
What is that nasty waffle up there?
I don't know. It's something Bruce Kulick made, maybe.
Purple honey? What is that? Yes.
Anyway.
You lose weight eating purple honey waffles?
Hard no. I'll stick with Mahi Mahi. I'm on a Mahi Mahi diet. I have to catch it in order to eat it, so I'm starving. Okay, so anyway, here on the Unseen Kiss Elder stage is on the Classic Rock and Culture website. I put the link in the description for YouTube page. Make sure you guys check this out. This is totally cool. I could not find the date on this, but apparently it was the ideas that they had. For a stage, and you can see there's like guys standing around a big sphere again, and look, Kiss's idea first, and I guess this was gonna be all like, you can tell that this was going to be big dollars. They had like a big Egyptian looking stage, and so you guys check that out, man. It's really kind of cool that. The article is pretty good. I can't seem to find a date on when they released this information. I guess it's been out a while that this is what they were going to do. And it's pretty cool. So that being said, Gene. Fuck me. Sonny. You're not Gene at all.
Or Gene, whoever.
Do you think that, let's say Kiss would have went, look, the album's not selling great, right? But we can still tour for it. You know, it's not like we're poor. You know, the band has money. Obviously, a stage that extravagant would cost a lot of money, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you would have to, they would have had to go out on tour without all that stuff and see if they can improve the sales of the record before they put all that together, because that could drain the bank account unnecessarily. The audience already thinks this album sucks. Go out on tour, play 10, 12 dates, see if there's, you feel like there's any kind of momentum.
Interesting.
And then you could always do the second leg as a more extravagant thing. Right. Just like, I mean, shit, GNR did that for Appetite, right? They go out for Appetite. They didn't know Appetite was going to sell. It took forever to start selling.
Right.
But by the time it started selling at the end, by the time you see the end shows compared to the beginning shows, they're completely different shows.
Mm-hmm. And Lee, if you believe everything you're told, the same thing goes for Destroyer, right? It didn't sell immediately right off the bat. It, I believe they said when Beth broke is when the album really started picking up on sales. Yeah.
What did you say?
Yeah. So I think Sonny's right. You know, maybe they should have done 12 or 13 shows, you know, big cities, just to see if kids come out. And if they don't, you know, then they wrap it up and they go in back into the studio. What do you think, Lee?
I mean, they could have done that. I don't know. They didn't. They did one little live recording, didn't they, of the Oath?
Well, they did. They were on Friday, right? That show Fridays.
TV show, yeah.
And they did like three songs, I think.
Oh, was it three?
I think it was The Oath, A World Without Heroes, and I think is what they did.
Yeah.
I remember watching it here on, I was still in high school, and it came on, mm-hmm. I guess, as a rerun for on Channel 69 here.
Nice.
And I was like, I'd never seen that before. Who knew the internet was going to come out and show us just about everything we ever wanted to see?
I remember watching it back then. I just,
yeah, it's pretty cool. Okay.
I would have gone to the first leg.
Yeah. Now, Sonny, let me ask you this.
Look at Sonny.
being that the record wasn't selling, right? Okay. So the record wasn't selling. This is where I'm going with this. Kiss really never got airplay. Never really got airplay.
Barely.
My understanding is, and I've seen it only one time, but excuse me, there is a website that you could go on and look at like the top 20 songs that have been played on the radio from any band. And like Kiss's Rock and Roll All Night is like, you know, a million, not literally, but a million, you know, ahead of whatever was next, which I think was, when I saw it, like Detroit Rock City. So just the fact that they didn't get any help from the radio stations, right? Unmasked didn't really sell all that great. It wasn't a failure, but it didn't sell as great, you know, as good as Dynasty did, right? Do you think that it was a mistake or smart to not do 10 shows to see if it could, maybe somebody goes to see the band and then they go, oh, I like that Oath song. I like that I song.
It's hard to go just do 10 shows with those egos. Right. And I get the whole, they didn't get any radio play. Neither did AC/DC, and they had Highway to Hell and Back in Black. Right? I think it's got more to do with, and now I wasn't a fan in the 70s, right? I didn't come until later. But I can imagine people that were there during, you know, between, well, the original Kiss album and all the way through probably Rock and Roll Over. And now they're like, okay, Dynasty, yeah. And then we went to disco, and then we went to Pink Floyd. Like, what are we doing? I guess I'll just switch over here and start listening to AC/DC. Because they're cooler.
I mean, I
right? Like confused. You start.
I was confused right. Back then. Yeah. I remember, you know, this album I didn't like when it came out. As an adult, I re-listened and really like it. but The Elder, when it came out, I was like, what the hell? And then Dynasty, I was just like, I wasn't sure. I liked some of the songs, you know, but yeah, it was kind of a confusing time.
And it's kind of weird. It's almost as if you let Priest, Maiden, and AC/DC steal all your fans when you went to Dynasty, Unmasked, and The Elder. Yeah. Because they were there, and it's like, well, I like that now. And my band, not doing that anymore. So I guess I'll just go to this band now.
And back then, it was big to tour. You had to tour to support your album. So yeah. I still don't know why they didn't do... I think they should have done, like you said, 10 shows or something.
My guess is no promoter was willing to book them.
That's crazy.
Right?
Back then, you toured. I mean, that's what you did.
Any band, and we know this, any band in the 70s or 80s that had back-to-back shit albums, that was it. Promoter signed, they shoot, that's it. You're not playing anymore. Not the kind of gigs these guys want to play. You want to go play a club or something? Great, we'll give you 10, 15 club dates. That's not going to do Kiss any good, and there's no way Gene was probably going to do that.
Yeah.
And we're assuming Ace is in condition to play. We don't even know that's true.
Yeah, that's a good point too. I mean, let me ask you this, because I, you know, do you think that really could have been something that weighed in as well? I mean, I don't know if we can go on the road with Ace,
but they got done
with the Unmasked thing, and I don't remember hearing or reading that. I always read that Ace got rejuvenated by having Eric in the band, and that he was, you know. Like right back, glad to be in the band.
Yeah, the energy that Eric probably added was great, but it doesn't erase everything Ace is doing. Right? They still got to put up with Ace. Maybe made it better that, okay, they don't got to deal with Peter anymore. But my guess is Ace is just as big of a pain as Peter was at that point.
Which one of those?
I love Ace.
Which one of those live shows did Ace not show up? Was it one of the Creatures live? It was a TV show, and they just had three people play. I can't remember.
Oh, it was an elder.
It was the elder thing, one?
Right, yeah. And they said that Ace had a stomach virus or something like that.
Because I remember as a kid, I was like, what is going on?
I think it was for like something like, it was an Italian thing they won an award for. Hey, see that comment right there? It just depends on who you're asking. Ask Sonny. Tom and Zeus are the best.
They're wonderful. I got no problem with Tom or Zeus.
We love Tom and Zeus. I don't know when I'm going to see them again. I guess it'll be New York.
Whoa, $2 billion.
So Kiss, I think that Sonny, I think you're right about, I think you're right about the whole, it would have been hard to get them to do just 10 shows. I think that you're right. I think that they would have been like, we're Kiss. We should just, you know, but the part of the problem, would have been, do you think, like they talked about being on the Creatures tour and throwing out picks, and obviously it was a joke about going over everybody's head that was there, but you think that that would have been, you don't think they would have gotten a hint if it, you know what I'm saying? Didn't they cut the Creatures tour short?
Yeah, but I think the thought process there is, all right, we haven't been on tour for 3 years. Maybe people are missing us. So let's go out. We have a rock album, right? It feels like we're back a little bit. We're hearing good things, right? We're back in the New York groove. Yes, I said that.
Boom.
And you go out, but you were asking people to stick around, right? Or come back. And really, people haven't seen you the right way since 77 at that point, right? It's been 5 years. Like, there's just not a lot of bands that can do that. There just isn't.
Right.
Yeah, not back then.
Yeah.
Okay, so what? One of the things that they wanted,
Kiss candy corn.
Where would you find something like that?
My friend Rhonda had it made.
Oh, that's pretty cool. One of so our Patreon people voted and they asked us to put our set list together. If Kiss had gone on tour for the Elder, what would the set list look like? Now, you know, the thing is that we are basically what do I want to say here? We only got songs up to a certain point, obviously, because so many, you know, everything else didn't come out until after the Elder. So we got to put a set list together with just the Elder and the things before it. So we put 15 songs together each. You want me to go first? You want to go first, Sonny? I know. I'm so afraid of yours. I'll start.
Just go first, Joe.
I'll go first. Okay, so I'm going. Let me go ahead and do something here real quick. You guys that are watching, I'm gonna try to keep up with this. We have no producer today. I had the fire, the last one, and I've got another one filling out applications. We'll see what happens. Okay, so my first song. So all right, I'm gonna give a little thing. There's gotta be the beginning talking. You know, of the Elder, you know, the beginning, and or at least something that like tells the beginning of a story of what the hell people are about to see. I'm not necessarily thinking, well, I don't know. All I'm going to say is I think Kiss should rise out of the stage. I think that was always important, but I think the drums should come up too. And the first song I picked was the Oath. I think open with the Oath. Sonny?
All right. So how my show is going is they had all these drawings and they want to do all this stuff. And a coin's like, we're not doing all this. There's no money. We're not doing any of this. The last album sold 23 copies. This one sold 6. So the best you're going to get is we can make like a little story movie thing to make people feel better. We can't afford an opening act anyway. So they'll watch this movie thing so they can get whatever Elder feel you want to get out of it. But then once the movie ends, you guys got to do a real show because you can't be bullshitting with all these drawings and shit you got going on. So we will put all that in like a 30-minute film thingy that will play before you go on stage. No opening act. They are in the, I call them Elder costumes. It's that, you know, the costumes that has the purple background when Gene's got the axe base and the leopard print guitar with Paul, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm talking about. And Ace has got the onesie on. So because all that stuff's over, they start with I Stole Your Love. We're getting a real show today. We got to make money. We're starting with I Stole Your Love.
No, that's good. I will tell you that I did like I battled with my brain about whether or not to start with an Elder song or with a classic starter. Lee?
Well, I of course opened with Deuce. Duh.
Yeah. Okay. No. See, this is what's
always my opener.
I went with the Elder. You guys went. Sonny went Love Gun, and you went with Deuce. No, that's awesome. Let's see. My number two. Sorry. This is kind of strange, but my number two is I Was Made for Loving You. I thought that you're giving them something completely new and different. You got to give them something that was very popular in order to keep their attention. You know what I mean? Because I don't know that the Oath would do it, but that was my number two. Sonny.
All right. So before the second song starts, so I Stole Your Love finishes, Paul gets on the mic and says something like, not sure if you've seen it, but we got a new album out. Maybe you don't know because we only sold 22 copies. So I want to make sure everybody understands we're not going to bore you with that music. Instead, we're going to give you some surprises. They go straight into Cold Gin, and Ace is singing Cold Gin.
I like it. I like nice. It.
Nice.
That's good. That's good. Sunny with the creative nice. Hat on today.
Yeah.
Lee?
My number two was Detroit Rock City. Blasting out two good openers.
Two good. Yeah. Sure. That's a great
to one. Remind everybody what was yes. once was.
Yes.
No, I get that. I get that.
No. Just blasting out two good openers.
Once again, so now for my number three song, I still wanted to keep it recent, but still semi-popular. And then I have for my third song, I had them go into Is That You? I like that song. I love that song. I think it's, for me, one of the best openers Kiss has on records is, I don't know. It's just my opinion. You can send the hate mail to podcastrockcity1.
That's the
number one.
At gmail.com. And let me be like, are you kidding? All I said was one of the best. Sonny, you're number three.
Before I share my number three, I just want to say out loud, 5,000 people showed up to this show and 4,900 of them left Joe's show because it's the oath I was made for loving you. Is That You? Dude, there is people flying out the door right now.
So mean.
There's 100 people left praying to God that you do Love Gun.
You're mean.
The 100 homies are left.
Thanks.
This is fictional. It's a dream set list. It's what would it be if I put the set list together, basically.
That's right.
I'm gonna thanks, Sonny. Now I'm gonna be worried about the rest of my list.
Yeah, you should be.
Still got 12 right. to go.
So mine went from I Stole Your Love to Ace singing Cold Gin. They're finishing off Cold Gin. Paul says one word, Gene, and bam, they start into Deuce.
Nice.
I like it. So far, you have a classic set.
Nobody's leaving my set.
Nobody's leaving mine either.
Lee, what's your number three?
Well, we went Deuce, Detroit Rock City, and of course we got to go right into King of the Nighttime World.
King of the right after. Okay, that makes
have
sense.
To have those two together.
My number four is Dr. Love. Okay, is that yep. maybe gotta, they stopped at the door now, Sonny? And maybe they hadn't
too late
it out. Maybe they stopped. No. Come on, people would have stopped and turned around and said, "Hey, wait, we got to see, man. That's Dr. Love.
We're not walking back in there. I'm not going to walk back in there so they can do Easy As It Seems. I'll be all pissed. Let's just go."
Okay, but what if they just come to the entrance before they go out to the seats? I'm just saying. Sonny, what's your number four?
My number four is sticking with the classics. We're going to go back to a Paul song. We're going to tell everybody Kiss is still here. We're sorry about the last 3 years. And we're going to do Come On and Love Me.
Nice.
Yeah. Wanna love me. What yeah. I mean, damn, I can't believe I left that off my set. Spoiler.
It's hard to
build. Lee.
I was just gonna reply to a comment I saw here by Mark Edwards that they played in Syracuse, Rochester, and Glen Falls, New York at the Creatures of the Night. And I was at Syracuse and Rochester, because that's where I'm from.
You went to both of those.
Yeah, but I went by myself. No one would go with me. Yep. Anyway.
I would have gone with you.
I know
you would have had fun.
I know you would have. My fourth one is The Oath. I thought.
Thank you, Lee.
I thought it'd be a good time to bring in an Elder song, you know, from their new album. Now We got one from our new album.
Yeah, I know 23 of you know it.
No. <That's>
so brutal.
It goes like this.
So brutal. Have mercy. All right. Number five. I put in Shock Me. No guitar solo.
Boo.
But Shock Me. Now we get Ace singing. We get to hear Ace. Okay. It's good. Sonny, number five. Cinco.
All right, so my number five, after Come On and Love Me, Paul does a little stage banter that includes, we got some large men up here, and we're large in a lot of ways. And then Gene starts with Larger Than Life.
Sweet. Love that one.
Oh, that's a good song.
That's a good one.
I can't remember if I've ever seen that song live, unless they played it on a cruise, maybe.
Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah.
Paul sprinkling in a few surprises. That's how it's going.
Yes. Lee, your number five?
Number five is Cold Gin. But, you know, my version, Gene sings the verse and then Ace sings the other verse. I like
when
they used to do that.
I liked it when they did that.
Yeah. So
yeah, that was always good. Yeah. I remember an interview, I want to say Chris Jericho did with Gene Simmons. I don't know why I said his last name. We all know who I'm talking about.
Because he says it when he introduced. I'm Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons from Kiss.
Yes, we know.
Yeah.
Everyone knows.
Anyway, he said that when Ace showed up with that song, they really, really tried to get him to sing it on the record, but he wouldn't do it. And that's.
We didn't want to sing back then.
I'm not necessarily thinking that's bad.
He didn't want to sing back then.
Yeah. Let's see. Number six for me is I Stole Your Love.
Nice.
So, all right. So I'm doing a little better, right? Am I doing a little better, Sonny?
Well, everybody's left.
No,
there's 100 people left.
Oh, they just went to the bathroom. They came back.
No, they haven't even had a chance to get their money's worth with the blood and the solo. And I mean, would you really leave before you saw Ace's solo? And
if the concert opened with Oath, I Was Made for Loving You and Is That You? Yes.
Oh, man. All right. Okay, fine. Fine. Sonny, you're up next.
So, remember he said a bunch of banter about being large and we went into Larger Than Life. Then when Gene finishes, he goes, we're fast, too. And he goes into Mr. Speed.
Hmm.
Oh.
Nice. Okay.
Sonny's, the last song they play is I'm Just a Boy.
For sure.
Mr. Speed is cool live. That would be cool. Lee.
Yeah, that would be. Well, now, number six, we're going to do Firehouse so Gene can breathe fire.
Yes. Yeah, I love that. That's never bad. It's always good. I'll tell you what, you guys out there, I am going to be seeing Kiss in 22 days. I'm very excited. And
where are you going 22 days?
Nashville.
Oh, geez. I might look into that.
Yeah, I'll be in Nashville. And so I'll be in Nashville and I'm excited about it. And I have so much going on. I'm trying to block it all out. Anyway, my number seven is where Sonny says everybody really leaves, and that's when Paul Stanley does Shandy.
Oh dear.
Whatever you want to say, Sonny, go ahead.
It doesn't matter. There's 100 homers left. They don't care.
Really?
All right. Well, that's who I'm playing to.
The 100 homers.
That's
yes.
Right. All that matters.
Absolutely. Okay. So let's see. Sonny, you're up to number seven.
So we're in the middle of the show now. You got to get the Gene bass solo. You got to get the blood spit. And you got to get the God of Thunder. Can't do a Kiss show without God of Thunder.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with that. Lee?
So we just blew fire. So then they're going to go into I Stole Your Love. Boom.
Boom. Boom.
Boom.
She said boom.
That's right. That's a hard hitter.
It is. It is definitely
that. It really is. It just reminds me of the opening of that, you know, Detroit Rock City movie.
Oh, yeah. That's been a meme this week where
Matt Mock.
Yeah. Where it's the devil's music. Anyway, all right. Number eight, right? That's what we're at.
Yep.
Love Gun for Joe. Okay. So I picked it back up again, Sonny. I'm telling you, every time you think they're leaving, I bring them back in.
Reel them back.
Reel them in. I'm just saying. I think that right. that's a good one. Sonny, Sonny, are you writing these down so you can post them? And you're gonna.
No, I'm writing it down.
Are you gonna post it to show? To make everybody say my list sucks.
No. Just writing it down to write it down. I always write it down.
I know that's your thing. All right, number eight for Sonny.
All right, so because we're in what 81, maybe early 82, we all know by this time Ace is super popular, right? So we're gonna give Ace plenty of songs here. He's only done one so far, so we got to get to Shock Me. So Paul goes, all right, let's get back to Ace, right? He's finally singing. We're going to use that tonight, and he's got to do the guitar solo. Dude, nobody's going to show up if he doesn't do the guitar solo. You get shit thrown at you. So he's doing Shock Me, and he's doing the guitar solo.
Yep.
All right, well, there you go. You put it with Shock Me. How predictable. Lee. That's the one shot I get to take. Lee, seven.
We did I Stole Your Love, and then we're going
to go. Was that eight? As eight?
Number eight. I have, after I Stole Your Love, it'll be Let Me Go Rock and Roll, one of my favorites. And I know Sonny hates it, but I love it.
I don't mind it. I don't mind.
I thought you didn't like that one.
No. I don't mind that one.
Okay. I love that song.
Nine for me. We finally get to see the demon, and God of Thunder is the blood, and the blood. So on the 23rd, when I'm at that show, guys could look for me. I'm gonna be in the front row, and I'm gonna have a sign that says, I'm celebrating my birthday with Kiss. I just want to get on the big screen.
It's my birthday. Throw me a pic.
Oh, I don't know. That's fine. But I just want to get on the screen so maybe somebody gets a shot of it and I can blow it up. And I don't know. I would want to do that. God of Thunder was my number nine. Sonny, Mr. Pooney, who apparently
my number nine
run for president.
Yeah, of course. My number nine. So Shock Me is over. The guitar solo is over. And I want it done a little differently. So we're going to do Detroit Rock City. But after Ace's guitar leaves, he comes back on stage. He starts the first guitar melody. Then you see Paul walk out, and he joins in on the guitar melody. Then you see Gene walk out, and he joins on the melody, and they do Detroit Rock City.
I like it.
So it's a little bit different.
I like
it's a lot different.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I like
it. Yeah. Let me ask you this, because I don't know. Back here, so this is like 81, right?
81, 82, yeah.
81, 82. Did they have lasers shows back then?
Floyd did, didn't it? Yeah, Floyd already had lasers, didn't they?
I think so, yeah.
They had lasers.
Lasers. Lee, number, what are we at, nine?
Nine. Mine is also God of Thunder, because we have to have the blood, so. That was mine, number nine, also.
Look at that. Great minds.
We agreed on that
one. Yes, great minds. All right, this is where we'll disagree. Number 10. I should just take Sonny off the camera right now because he's about to get mad at me. Escape from the Island with the Ace solo at the end.
Okay.
So now we've got Escape from the Island, which really does kind of, show off Ace. And then he could do his solo. And then Sonny is next with number 10.
I love Escape from the Island.
So we're going to have Gene come back, and he's going to do Ladies Room. Love that song.
Meet you in the ladies. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I loved it. That's one of the best scenes in that. Detroit Rock City movies when they're in the bathroom and the girl comes in there to use the bathroom and she's like, what they call it? I've never heard a girl blow asses. I think that's what the guy says. It's funny. Lee, number DS. My Spanish accent is impeccable. Yes. It's like I was born in another country.
So after God of Thunder, we're going to do Shock Me with the solo, with everything, with everything.
With the fireworks and everything.
Yes.
Flying guitar.
The thing on the end, whatever. You have to.
Yeah, why not? Number 11 for me is, okay, so the Ace's solo, then he comes in and he sings Dark Light, and the last five people leave. Right, Sonny?
Oh. That's right.
He does Dark Light.
I'd still be there.
Yeah, there was a few of us that would. My number 11 is Dark Light. People online are chewing me up. It's okay. This comment is amazing. I wish I could say your name. I can't. I'm sorry. I can't read with that. Escape from the Island sucks. Bad riff and so repetitive. Boring as
I like Escape. It's fun.
It's fun.
It's a fun one.
It's different. I think I read that maybe I'm wrong. You guys didn't watch it can tell me. I think I read that Eric played the bass line on that.
Yeah, I think so.
Interesting.
Okay.
Sonny, number 11.
All right, so my number 11, after Ladies' Room is done, the fans need a little bit of a surprise. So they go into Parasite, and everybody's watching Gene. But Gene's not on the mic because Ace sings Parasite.
Wow, wow. Ace heavy. Wow.
It's Ace heavy. We're 82. Dude, Ace was the man at this point.
You're right.
Think about how many songs he's got on the albums, right?
Yeah, it's true. 11, Lee.
11, we're going into Love Gun, so Paul can do his whole thing.
Yeah. It's really weird because now that as you guys are mentioning songs, and I'm like, I can't believe I didn't pick these songs that you guys did, but I'm really glad I didn't. Otherwise, we would just be hearing the same songs.
Yes. Of course.
Going over and over. Number 12 for me is Black Diamond.
Nice. Oh, love it.
Yeah, I love Black Diamond. I'm really, I don't know. I've been thinking about the fact that the band is, maybe supposedly ending touring. And like, there's just so many songs on this list, even here, where I'm like, am I really never going to get a chance to see these songs played live? You know, it's really weird.
Never say never.
Yeah. Number 12, Sonny.
All right, so number 12, right before 12, Paul had this like minute and a half stage banter that he was going to do, but Ace's solo during Shock Me was too fucking long. So Paul's pissed because they're running out of time.
They boot him out of the
band,
and he got this.
So he didn't, the last note of Parasite ended. And Paul says, Love Gun! And they just go straight into Love Gun.
Nice.
They close out because they're going off the stage after Love Gun because I have three encore songs. So they just
go straight into Love Gun. You picked encore songs?
Yep. Well, yeah, 15 total. Yeah,
15.
Okay. All right. Lee?
My number 12, since it's the Elder Tour, is I thought that's a real fun, for the end, towards the end of the show.
So. Yes. No, it is. Lots of people like that song. I am not one of them. Except when I saw it live. I'm not going to lie. I popped
it.
If Hulk Hogan came out of retirement. Anyway. Let's see. Number 13 for me is Shout It Out Loud.
Always a good one.
Yeah. Look.
Can't argue.
I think this is... It's me. Hey, I don't know how to say your name, but you're entitled to your opinion. It doesn't bother me that you said that song sucks. It's okay. I have to deal with Sonny every week telling me how bad my ideas are. It's good. Keep putting your opinion.
Rose used to it. Yeah, keep commenting.
It's all good. Number 13, Sonny.
All right, so they left the stage. They're coming back to do the encores. And so they start up. And you can see Ace immediately rolling his eyes because he's got to play this damn song. And they start into I because, Gene and Paul got to sing together.
Yeah.
So they come back. First encore is I. And there's everybody's looking at Ace as he's just rolling his eyes going, okay, whatever.
Yeah. Ace is like, I heard the CD and I threw it against a wall. Well, I didn't think they had CDs back then.
I don't think so. Not yet.
I don't believe so. He's not remembering that right. Lee, number 13.
My 13 would be Black Diamond.
Yeah. See, it's like you're coming towards the end.
Yeah, you got to have that towards the end.
I left Black Diamond off my list because I'm like, there's no Peter, there's no Black Diamond. Eric is too new to be doing Black Diamond.
But he was doing it. He was doing it on Unmasked, wasn't he?
I don't know, but he's not doing it on my show.
Yeah,
he's not doing it on my show. He was. Okay, what are we up to? 14?
Yeah.
There you go. I snuck that in.
And there it is.
And there it is. they have to put that on there now. It's the new wannabe.
That's what they wanted it to be. Yes.
Be rock and roll all night.
The new anthem. It didn't quite catch.
But. It didn't catch. Sunny, 14.
All right. So eyes over. And the only reason Ace even stayed on stage because he knew he had the next song. Otherwise, he was going to leave the stage and let them finish. Rocket Ride is one.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to lose. Sonny's set and Lee's set. I don't know which one will be number one and number two, but mine is definitely number three. And Sonny would say and argue that it is a number two. Lee, number 14.
Well, so after Black Diamond, of course, they all went off the stage, and now we have a few encores. So my first encore is The World Without Heroes, because instead of Beth, and it's kind of a slower one from The Elder, so I thought that would fit nice at the end.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Gene could have the tear coming.
For you guys, now listen, before we get into our final song, I want to tell you guys a couple of things. One, I did a watch-along video on the 20-minute Kiss Fix on Wednesday where I watched and reacted to Kiss on Flo and Eddie. If you guys have never seen that, you're on our channel on YouTube. Go watch the 20-minute Kiss Fix from the other day. I watched the video. It is shockingly embarrassing. For the band. I almost want to cry and crawl out of my skin every time I see it. Plus, don't forget that we have a Patreon. As soon as we're done here, we're going to go and do a 20-minute Kiss Fix, and that's for our Patreon people only, and it is free. So if you want to sign up, it's you get a 7-day free trial. Let's see. Number 15 for me, of course, is Rock and Roll All Night.
Me too.
You too. And so Lee and I are rock and roll. I did rock and roll all night.
You don't got to.
No Flo and Eddie on your encore set. Rome loves that. Nice. Sonny, what's your final song?
So before the final song, Paul comes on. He goes, well, we used to be the biggest band in the world. Now we're not even the biggest band in New York. So do me a favor and please buy an album on the way out because we need the sales. Rock and roll all night and party every day. And they end with rock all night because you have to.
You do. It has to go ahead.
Sonny was full of hate for this one.
Yeah, I'm just keeping it real. And so is Paul. He's up there going, guys, had you ever heard that one? You had? Really? Because only 23 people bought the album. How'd you hear it?
Brutal.
Terrible.
All right. This was a lot of fun. Sonny made a list. That's Sonny's thing. So did Lee come in second or did I come in second?
Oh, Lee was Lee almost was first.
Oh, we mean almost.
Thank you guys for watching. We really do appreciate it. We got to go over to the Patreon side and do another show. Like I said, it's free for a week. If you want to check it out, it doesn't cost you anything. Check it out. Maybe you like it. Maybe you want to contribute and help us out. Sonny, do you have anything to add?
Thanks for listening. Thanks for the ideas. You know, it is what it is, right? This is a part of the band's history that everybody feels a little bit different about. I think everybody pretty much feels the same about 76, 77. I'm not sure everybody feels the same about 80, 81. Okay. That's point. Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. So it was a good idea.
I get it. Lee.
I still think they should do a full stage production of The Elder.
Like, no matter how much money they lose.
Yeah. No, just like a play, you know, like Queensryche did the Mindcrime. I went to it. They had a play. It was awesome.
Yeah. That was that.
Mindcrime made money. Mindcrime sold.
Tabernacle. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, oh, I was there. It was really cool how we figured out how they explained that what happened to Mary. Well,
the Elder could do, they could do that.
I always thought that somebody killed Mary. Mm-hmm. But in the play, it was something completely different. Yeah. You'd had to be there. Anyway, all right, you guys. So before we go, there's a lot happening. I want to make sure you guys know. Sonny's going to Kiss Night Las Vegas, right?
Yep. On Saturday night.
What's yes. that?
Kiss Night Las Vegas. We did a show about it. You got to watch it, Lee. I know you were super busy last week, more busy than you needed to be, but you watch that show. It's mind blowing. It's basically a fundraiser for kids in Vegas to help them get musical instruments and the things that they need in Vegas. And Bruce Kulick is playing this year and a whole bunch of other people. And it's going to be streamed live on the internet. So if you guys haven't seen that, go and watch it because it was a lot of fun. And the 20-minute Kiss Fix we did afterwards for Patreon only was awesome. Those guys are so funny. I think we made friends for life. Did we, Sonny?
I know those guys for a while. They're good guys.
They're good guys. Yeah. Then the weekend after, Lee and Joey and I will all be at the Kiss Cancer Goodbye fundraiser down in Sarasota, Florida. If you're going to be there, it would be awesome to see you guys there too. Walk up to me and say, hey, I want to do an interview for the show. Great. I'll have somebody there that can film you with Lee and I, or Lee or me, or Joey and all, or all of us. It'll be a lot of fun. Anyway, I'm moving. I'm a mess right now. You guys on the YouTube page, you've seen we did a whole thing where we showed off my Kiss room. It's empty. It's empty now. So it's all packed away. I sent Joey a picture of all the cases of stuff filled up. He was like, what the hell? I was like, I have to pack it up, and I'm not even letting the movers touch any of it. They can move everything else. No. Kiss stuff is mine. Anyway, you know what I'm going to say? Did I say thank you, Lee?
What?
Did you have anything to add? Did I already do that? Good. So I'm not a loser.
No.
Or am I? You know what I'm going to say? We love Kiss, and we love Kiss podcasts, every last one of them. And you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love, provide they send us a commercial, right after this in 3, 2, 1, peace.
Thank you, and goodbye.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's first stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare, classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop, and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes, all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growingUpRock.com.
That's growingUpRock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.